obviously, like we said, we are missing the goal potency of Fran Sullivan and Jess Battle all in the same game. But there's still plenty of goals in this FC United team. Here's Chambers now with this cross. Oh, that's a good cross into the box. Dealt with again. And it's the third corner in the matter of a minute here at Broadhurst Park. Christy Chambers, fine corner that time. Mixes it up a bit this time. Goes short to Chelsea Flanagan. Ball played back. Here's Christy Chambers now on her left on the corner of the box. Shoots! It beats the goalkeeper and into the bottom corner. And Kirsty Chambers here at Broadhurst Park on 7 minutes sees FC United into the lead.
Well, it wasn't the greatest strike of all time, but it was enough to creep in at the back through a crowd of players. And I think the goalkeeper maybe was onside, to be fair.
Free kick taken. Foster controls it well. Foster plays the ball forward there to Chelsea Flanagan. Lays it off there to Greenall. Greenall, first time pass to Winters. Winters on the far touchline. Heading towards the byline. Checks inside now with the ball. To the edge of the box it goes to Hatcliffe. Hatcliffe plays it all the way back to Foster. Patient stuff here from FC United. To Greenall. Greenall now plays the ball into the box. To Hatcliffe. Hatcliffe cross comes shot. Flanagan on the rebound. FC United on 21 minutes. 2-0 up, Paul.
Yeah, bit of a mistake by the keeper perhaps. I think Hatcliffe played the ball. I don't think it really was a shot. You think it was a shot?
I thought it was a shot.
A kind of a shot. Yeah. It was across the box, and the keeper, unfortunately, just pushed it out straight to Flanagan, who converted from close range.
Patient on the right-hand side to Flanagan. Flanagan, back it goes to Patient.
Trying to draw them out,
yeah,
aren't we?
It's precision stuff, this, from FC United. Foster's ball gets to Forshaw. Forshaw on his left-hand side now, looking for runners. Finds Chambers. Chambers now on the left-hand side. Oh, lovely turn for Kirsty Chambers. Beats one player. Beats her again. Shot comes in. Top corner. Oh. And that on 23 minutes. Paul, I'm gonna say that's probably the league title done and dusted now, Paul.
Well, that was a blistering strike from an angle that ripped into the roof of the net, and Badley in goal didn't have a prayer. But yes, 3-0 is a definite comfort zone when you really only need to win.
Foster now driving the ball out of the FC United penalty area. Plays the ball sidewards to Greenall. Greenall to Forshaw. Back it goes to Greenall. Heading slowly towards the halfway line. Here's Hatcliffe. Hatcliffe now. Plays the ball along the halfway line to McCarrick. McCarrick still on the ball. Beats one player. Beats two players. McCarrick now driving forward towards the crew box. Releases Chambers. Chambers is going to belt this into the top corner. And on 27 minutes, FC United 4-0 up, Paul.
All down to Jess McCarrick for the end product there.
Out to his right hand side. Oh, good stuff there from Forshaw. Forshaw now on the ball. Driving it forward down the left. Finds to Hatcliffe. Hatcliffe is one-on-one with a goalkeeper. 5-0, 30 minutes gone, Paul. This is remarkable, isn't it?
Well, there are different ways to win a game. You can go out blazing like the women have done this afternoon. They really are out to make a point, aren't they?
Four goals in the last 10 minutes. It's just, what can you say? It's not like Crew's played bad. Gemma Jackson now back with the ball for FC United's women's team. Been a bit of a spectator in this first half.
You won't be surprised that the possession is 84%.
Here is Forshaw. Forshaw forward, it goes to Flanagan on the halfway line. Shields it well, gets it back to McCarrick. Plays it square to Greenall. Greenall plays it over the top. Chambers is onside. Chambers into the penalty area. Plays the ball back to Hatcliffe. 6-0.
Well, that was great unselfish play from Kirsty Chambers.
44 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park. The title, I think, is now safe in the bag. 6-0 to FC United. And who's going to get to that second ball? It's going to be Lomax. Lomax now for FC United. Plays the ball square to Vias. Vias midway into Crew's half. FC United playing it all the way back to the halfway line to Patient. Patient releases Hatcliffe, who's onside. Hatcliffe, one-on-one with the keeper. A hat-trick for Nicole Hatcliffe on 52 minutes, FC United 7-0 up. Back it goes to Amy Vias. Amy Vias now midway into Crew's half. Is she lining up a shot? No, she passes the ball into the penalty area. Here's Flanagan. Flanagan on the penalty spot. Into the corner. FC United on 62 minutes, 8-0 up.
Well, the strength there inside the penalty area was much too good for the back four.
Lomax. Lomax plays it back to Greenall. Greenall now. Back to Foster. Back to Greenall. To Vias. To Foster. Backheel to Greenall. Greenall now. To Chambers. Chambers now. A nice flick by Chambers. Into the penalty area. Lining up a shot. Shot comes in. Into the near post. It goes. 9-0 FC United. 66 minutes gone. Kirsty Chambers there with her fourth goal. And now Crewe. Cross comes in. Ball reaches Lomax. Lomax can bring the ball out. Plays the ball to Foster. There's a run here from Flanagan. Foster, can she get the ball to Flanagan? She can. Flanagan is into the penalty area. Is she going to score a hat-trick? Yes, she is. A hat-trick for Chelsea Flanagan. Four goals for Kirsty Chambers. A hat-trick for Nicole Hatcliffe. It's 10 goals for FC United. 78 minutes on the clock here, Paul.
I don't think it was ever in doubt that she was going to miss there. You just knew she was going to have the body strength to keep the defender at arm's length. And the finish, well, she just went as close as she wanted to the keeper and stroked it into the corner.
Well, there we go. Double figures. County Cup champions, league champions.
Well, they've certainly not done it by halves today.